As the residential property market is cooling down, offices, shops, industrial buildings, and car parking slots are quickly going up in prices, which shows that the flow of money has changed direction. When the commercial property market heats up, there will be a general rise in the price of everything, and the public will suffer. The government must therefore monitor the non-residential property market closely and take preemptive measures to curb speculation, so that when the property bubble bursts, the adverse effects on Hong Kong as a whole may be minimized. Thank you for listening to this Ming Pao editorial brought to you by Mimi Ng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.